So we're learning Daf Ches Amud Beis Amud Yilah, and we're starting from two dots on the Amud, six, seven lines from the top. Said in our Mishnah that Chatas Oif, when it reaches a level of Hazaas Dama, then it's Nigmar HaKarbon more or less. Yichayv and Pigol, if someone has Pigol, Yichayv and Pigol, Noisar and Tomei, but there's no Me'il anymore. That's what it says in our Mishnah. There's no Me'il anymore after Hazaas Dama. That means, if there's no Me'il anymore, it means you can eat it already, obviously. There's no Me'il. And Hazaas Dam is enough for that. Right? Hazaas Dam is enough. So tomorrow, Me'ilo, the Lekka, it's Mashma, it's not Me'ilo, but it's Suri Ika, but there's an Isser. What's going on there? Amai, Hamoy the Kahanim. It belongs to the Kahanim. It means the Kahanim allowed to eat this. So why in the world is there an Isser to eat it? It's you did Hazaas, it's a Chatasai, if you allowed to eat it, so it belongs to the Kahanim. Why can't they eat it? Why is there an Isser? Why is it Mashma? It's not Me'ilo, but there is an Isser. Amram Chanin, Rav Chanin answers the Yaitse. We're talking about that went out of the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to Rav Akiva that still the Mizrika works, and it finalizes the carbon, the Gavi, all the halachas of Pigel, Noisa, Tomei, and there's no Me'ila, but you can't eat it because it went outside. That's why it says Me'ila hu Yalekav Asurika, because it's talking about Yaitse. Amram Chanin, Yaitse, Rav Akiva, Yidom, Azrika, Melas, Yaitse, Tla Basachili, but still it's not a Basachili because it went outside. So therefore, you don't eat it. But of course, the Zrika works to make a no Me'ila because we're going to Rav Akiva holds Zrika Me'eles Li Yotze. So the Maravai, the Amar Avun Amarav, Mitzui Chata Sa'oif Einoi Me'akiv. We said before, every Chata Sa'oif, the process is, you do Malika, then you take then you walk the chicken, the bird, over to the Mizbeach, and you go, and you take it, and you mazah, Ayadei the behema with the bird you do hazah with the bird you do hazah and afterwards you do mitzui. What does mitzui mean? Smush it against the mizbeach, press it against the mizbeach. The blood comes out. So it's mitzui me'akvanat. The mitzui me'akvanat. The lashon of the pasuk is that v'hizah medam echadas al kira mizbeach v'hanishar bedam yemotza esav mizbeach. The rest. You press against the side of the mizbeach, chatasu. That says in the pasuk. The shaila is, could you eat it and me'ila comes off before mitzui or hazah mitzui all together? It's like one hazah. That's the shaila. That's what it talks about. Onavu namar Rav. Mitzui chatasoif einim akiv. Rav says tam akiv. Betani Rav, and Rav learns on Mishnah. Simple. Who's a dama? It says on Mishnah, who's a dama? Ready aim by me'ila. After hazah, ready aim by me'ila. That's all you need. Hazah. Rav Adav Ahava Marav. It is ma'akev. Pressing the bird against the mizbeach to get the dam out is ma'akev. And with Tani Rav, mitzah dama. And Rav has to read our Mishnah. It says, who's a dama? You have to be gairus mitzah dama, according to Rav. According to Rav, both Rav. According to Rav Adav Ahava. You have to be gairus mitzah dama. So that's the machlokes, a very important machlokes. Is mitzah dama ma'akim or not? Is the carbon not nigmar until the mitzu dam or not? And nafkamin is, if after hazah, is there a me'ila or not? Are like, eat it? Yeah. That's the shayla. So you know, in the lomdus, even the and the yomah holds ma'akiv, so the achrayim learn, the da'ik from Tosfos like that, that it's not pshat that's part of the hazah, it's just a tanai in the hazah. The hazah is not nigmar until you do mitzvah. What's the nafkamina? My says it's ma'akiv. I don't care if it's hazah, if it's a tanai in the hazah, who cares? You know what the difference is? If the guy dies in between the hazah and the mitzvah, halacha is a kapara in kapara achamisa. So if the hazah is the kapara and mitzvah is just like the tanai, then it's fine. But if not, you would need, it would not work. That's just a piece of lamdas for the oilam. Zotamar avayta, Tashima, says in a braisa. The pasuk says, so he's read, "Vanishar bedam yematzer osar mizbeach." The rest of the dam you should press on the side of mizbeach. Chatasu, it's a chatas. So Bishlama lor adna b'hava who holds that mitzu dam is ma'akev. Ha'inuchsev vanishar bedam yematzer chatasu. It says, press the dam because it's a chatas, which sounds like it's an integral part of the chatas. Chatasu, the mitzu is part of the chatas. Gevaldik. El Rav Huna, if you're Rav Huna, my Vanisha. How are you learning Pshat this pasuk? Why is it Chatasu? What's Vanisha? What is the Salacha? So to Gemara, Ketana Dveir Bishmal. Rav Huna learns like Tana Dveir Bishmal, Shem Nisha, Shem Nisha. It says, if you have leftover dam, by the way, press it inside of Mizbeach. But it's not Ma'akiv. I says chatasi. But my chatas who? A ratio. It's going back on the ratio of hazah. What? The pasuk says you should squeeze it. Yeah, he's saying that's only bahanishra means if there is leftover, you should press it. If you have leftover, you press it. That's what dashing. Vehanisha means if you have leftover, not that you have to. Vehanisha, if you're leftover, press it. I says chatasi. It's really chatasu. Chatasu. It's going back on the ratio of azah asdam. That's chatasu. That's what comes out. Omer of Acha, Brei the Rav Ashi, Elamiyata. Gavi Mincha, the Chsiv, by Mincha it says, Vahanoi Seres. Says in Mincha, it says Vahanoi Seres. So we, Seres, Avenu Yechlu, Aaron, Ivanov, Matzis Terechel. It says the rest of the, what's left over in the Mincha, the Aaron, Ivanov should eat. So you can tell me, the also means, Hakanam, Shimne Toysar, that if you have leftover, you should eat it. But you don't have to have leftover. That can't be. Bechit Hakanam, you're saying you don't have to have leftover of a Mincha. But Tanya, you went to the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk, Mi solta umishamna al kol levoy noisa v'hikta koines askarosa, and we darish from that prat shechosra solta v'chosra shamna. If any of the flowers missing, any of the oils missing, v'chosra levoy noisa before the haktara, anything gets missing, it's not good. So you have to have an aseres. So how can you say an aseres means if you have extra yechlu aron avonav, you have to have the extra because if you don't have extra, it's possible. Dr. Gemara, you're right. There it's possible. You know why? Because there the whole word Vahaneseres is completely extra. Because there, Judah said that HaMincha, Aaron Avonov, the Mincha should be the Aaron Avonov. Why say Neseres? We know it's extra. Because we said, all he said he had to do was a Kaimetz, Haktara on a Kaimetz. So we know it's more leftover. Because it says to bring a certain share, then it says Kaimetz. Kaimetz is not all the share. We know it's leftover. Why did it speak of Neseres? So there that teaches us, no, this Vahaneseres teaches us that has to have Neseres. Amri Hashem Ksiv Vaneseres Kray Yisera Ksiv. It's extra pasuk, and that teaches us that it has to have Neseres. Ve'echanami, you could have touched really Vahanishar or Vahaneseres can mean if there's extra or if there's leftover. But here, it can't be dashed like that because here, it's the whole pasuk is extra. And therefore, it teaches us you have to have everything left over. So, tomorrow, weiter. We're middle of the Machlaikas here, Rav Huna. And Rav Ad Vahava, if Mitzui Dam is Ma'akev or not. Zok the Gemara, Mosev Avuah, the Shmuel, the Rav Huna. Rav Huna is the one who said that Mitzui is not Ma'akev. So he asked the Makasha, it says in the Mishnah, Zvachim, Ech Chatas Oif, Ech Chatas Oif, Sa Chatas Oif, Sa Oif, Sa Oif, She Malkan Umitza Daman, that he did Maliko or he did a mitzu daman chutzim kaiman pasul v'mekaris. If you had machshava on the mitzu chutzim kaiman, then you're going to eat it out of the mekaiman pasul v'mekaris. Chutzim zman, if you have machshava v'shas mitzu, then you're going to eat it in the wrong zman. Then it's pigel v'chayav mekaris because you know chutzim kaiman is pigel, but it's not chayav karis. Chutzim zman is pigel chayav karis. K'tani mias. What does this say? L'maisa in this mishnah mitzu daman. It says mitzvah daman and talking about chatas. It says ech chatas avechas. Mitzvah daman. See, mitzvah daman is a integral part of the chatas. It's chayav pigel on that. And for the Gemara, no. Who moish lo mafarikla? He answered, let's start them, Tani. Go on, let's start them. Because the halacha is by oilas oif. The only thing you do is mitzvah by oilas oif. That for sure is ma'akev by oilas oif. That's the only thing you do. So when it says ech chatas avechas oif and says malkon and mitzvah, malkon is going on both. Mitzvah is only going on oilas oif. Because on chatas oif taka, if you have machshav, according to Rav Huna at least. If you have machshava b'shasta mitzui, there is no pigle because it's not an integral part. It's not ma'akev in the carbon of chas oif mitzui according to Rav Huna. So it says it's the means only the malika part, not mitzui. Mitzui is only going on oil oif. Like the Mar Gufa, Tana Rebbe Bishmal, we have a Tana Rebbe Bishmal that says she'im nishar. He says v'anishar v'dam yimotze v'chatas oif means he learned. We had a Rebbe Bishmal. Sounds like you don't have to do it. Im nishar b'am. But if it's left over, then you do it. You don't have to. Great thing about Akasha. But Tana Rebbe Shmuel holds on Shirayim Akim. There's a Gemara in Zvachim that says that Tana Rebbe Shmuel holds that Shirayim are Ma'akiv. Even Shirayim Ma'akiv. That means everything you do is Rika from a cup of dam. After you have to pour it on your soy, that's Ma'akiv. Vam Rapapa. And Rapapa explained that even according to Rebbe Shmuel holds, Ma'akiv doesn't mean regular dam. That for sure is not Ma'akiv. What he means to say is Mitzu Chatasayiv. So you have a first with Rebbe Shmuel, the whole Chasayiv is Ma'akiv. So it's a stira. One place says Vahanishar, Shim Nishar. You don't have to do it. The other one says that's Ma'akiv. So it's there are two Torah Yisraels. And for the Gemara, so the Gemara's catch on Papa Mitzchah said, and for the Gemara, Terei Tanoi, Balibri Yer Yisrael. You're right, it's a stira. The two different Tanoim, according to very small, that taka stira to each other if Mitzui Dam is Ma'akev or not.